Owatonna High School homecoming, and Jonathan Wall, not only a homecoming candidate, but one of the top five. So congratulations, and what's your reaction to being part of all the festivities this week at OHS, Jonathan?
Honestly, I was pretty surprised. It's a huge honor, and being chosen by my classmates, that meant a lot to me. So it's really cool.
What do you think about the activities that are going on this week? Which ones are of special interest to you, and how do you feel about how they have put together some activities?
I think both the sand volleyball, and I didn't get a chance to participate in that because I had some other stuff going on last night, but I will definitely be participating in the movie night on Friday. I think that is an amazing idea with student council putting that together with the food trucks. I think that's really cool, so I'll definitely be there for that.
The parade, the cruise night, I know was such a big hit back at graduation time for that group of seniors. Do you think you'll be a part of that? And even if not, what do you think about just that whole concept of kind of going old school with a cruise night again?
Yeah, the cruise night is for sure a cool thing. There's a real sense of community decorating each storefront when I was down there. But yeah, the cruise will be really cool. I'll be participating in that. And, yeah, that was a really cool one, too, just being together with everyone and decorating each storefront.
Did you do some decorating in connection with one of the clubs or groups that you're with?
I did, actually. Yep, I helped decorate the DECA storefront.
Okay, DECA. All right. What is a list of activities, sports, clubs, fine arts that you do, Jonathan?
Yep, so I am involved in school. I'm involved in DECA. I am a officer. And then I am in the choir program. I'm also a golf captain. I've played golf since I was probably 4 years old. And then I, outside of the high school, I coach St. Mary's boys basketball, which is a lot of fun.
What got you into doing that, the coaching of boys basketball while still in high school? That is kind of a neat thing. How did you get involved in that?
So actually, one of my coaches through OBA when I was younger, He shot me a text, and I saw a Facebook post earlier, and he asked me, hey, we have an opening position because you just got hired for the head coaching job. He said, we have an opening position as assistant coach, and I was thinking about people, and he said my name came up, and he shot me a text, and I was more than thrilled to take it, and it has been awesome. So I did that last year, and if COVID-19 permits, we'll give that another run this year.
Jonathan, were you able to get on the golf courses then over the summer here and play some?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I was able, got some summer golf in, summer tournaments. I'm still doing some fall tournaments. I got one coming up in Edina next month. I've had a couple the past couple weeks. But yeah, I got a ton of golf in, and it was a great escape from the real world a little bit, being out on the course and being able to feel like things are normal.
And DECA, what activities or part of DECA event have you done?
I participate in, usually I do individual and team role play, sports and marketing entertainment. I participate in those, and then I also participate in interviews.
And Jonathan, what's your plan for after high school?
I plan to attend a 4-year, and I think I'm going to major in either marketing or sales, and I possibly might minor in econ.
All right. Well, have fun this week with activities going on for homecoming, and congratulations on being a part of it and part of the top five. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
All right. Jonathan Wall on AM 1390 KRFO.